Братья и сестры, ты у наших врагов.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We present Miles Davenant as Jack Standish, the British Lion, in Standish and Deliver. The story of one man's battle to protect the people, the values, and above all the territory of the British Empire. Episode 3, No Stranger to Danger. On the trail of some stolen plans, Jack Standish and the beautiful Miss Sabrina Touchstone have been trapped and gassed by the fiendish Soviet spy Count Borislav Smirkov and are now prisoners in his Himalayan fortress.
Wake up, Standish, you public school pickle jar.
Smirkov, you Leninist lizard. I thought you'd killed us with that poison gas.
It was only knockout gas. Who can afford poison with current state of Soviet economy?
And now you've got me bound to this stake with a length of rope. So what's next? Are you going to bore me to death by reciting one of Chekhov's plays?
Even that would be too kind. No, I have much more ingenious fate in store for you.
And where is Miss Sabrina Touchstone? What have you done with her, you soulless socialist?
The delicious Miss Touchstone is a helpless prisoner aboard this stolen rocket plane you observe here, Standish.
The one with its rocket exhaust pointed directly at me?
Indeed, Standish. Once I board the vehicle and press ignition, the rockets will flare into life and incinerate you where you stand bound to this post. So, I am finally seeing the last of you, Standish.
No, Smirkov. I'm seeing the last of you.
No, Standish, I am seeing the last of you.
No, Smirkov, I'm seeing the last of
you. Enough of this spy versus spy banter. Farewell, Standish. Enjoy your last few moments of life.
I'll show you what I think of you and your corrupt Soviet philosophy.
Ha! You are so enfeebled by your decadent capitalist lifestyle, your spit did not even reach me. All you have done is dribble down your throat.
Curse you, you fiend.
Farewell, Standish. I will remember you to the delicious Miss Touchstone. Miss Touchstone, please stop struggling against your bones. You'll get around in your stockings.
You heartless fiend! What have you done with Jack? Suppose you have him bound to a post directly behind this stolen rocket plane so that when you start up the rocket engines, he'll be incinerated in the blast.
That is very perceptive of you. I will be killing two birds with one stone, as you English say.
That's two birds with one stone.
I believe that is what I said. Now it's goodbye, Jack Standish, and hello, Moscow.
Oh, Jack. I never got to tell you how much I admired your tie.
Glad to hear it, Miss Touchstone. I purchased it from Brooks Brothers in Bond Street just last week.
Standish, but this is impossible!
Not at all, Smirkov. They have a fine selection of elegant neckwear, suitable for all occasions, and all at prices that even a chap with only a modest trust fund would not find uncomfortable.
I meant your escape.
Ah, of course. You see, I immediately realized that the rope with which you bound me was formed from cheap Mongolian hemp, which expands and becomes elastic in contact with even the merest drip of moisture.
So, your ever-so-feeble spit...
was a ruse. Obviously, no gentleman would ever spit. But I knew it would loosen my bonds, allowing me to escape.
But how did you get aboard stolen rocket plane?
I merely climbed up the laundry chute you had so carelessly left open.
That is not for laundry. It is disposal chute for stolen chemical toilet.
Ah, then that explains the pungent stench.
Look out, Jack. He's reaching for a Tartar war lance.
Don't worry, Miss Touchstone. I'm no stranger to danger. There, I deflected it with this Queen Anne chair. Now, Smirkov, let's see how you like the taste of this medieval mace I'm plucking from the wall.
Ha! I easily block your attack with this Regency vanity chest.
I must say, Count, you do have an exquisite collection of stolen antiquities in your cockpit.
Thank you, Standish. But let us settle this matter like gentlemen by grappling with our bare hands.
Look out, Jack. He's opened that emergency escape hatch.
You've improved your grappling skill since our last encounter, Smirkov.
Yes, Standish. Thanks to my training with Soviet Olympic ladies wrestling team, I can now throw you out of that open hatch.
Sorry, Smirkov. You're still no match for the man who can elbow his way to the bar for last orders at the Criterion Club in Soho. And I'll have those stolen plans out of your breast pocket and out you go! Now I've seen the last of you, Count Smirkov.
No, Standish. I have seen the last of you.
For heaven's sake, Jack, would you please close that door? The draft is making a terrible mess of my hair.
There. Now we'll get you out of these bonds.
Jack, you'd better take over the controls. We've almost reached Moscow.
Yes, I recognize those smelting factories down below. Good Lord, they've launched a missile at us.
The rotters. Can't they ever play fair?
It's locked on and pursuing us at high speed.
Jack, what are we going to do?
Don't you worry your pretty little head, Miss Touchstone. First, I'll loop the loop to confuse the guidance mechanism. And now, I'll fly a zigzag course between the ornate towers of the Kremlin.
Jack, the missile struck the Kremlin and exploded.
Yes, that should leave Comrade Stalin with a bit of a headache. Now, to head for home.
Jack, that gauge says we're out of fuel. How will we reach England?
Not to worry, Miss Touchstone. Smirkov's antiques drinks cabinet is stocked with bottles of Red Revolution vodka. Now pour that into the fuel tank. Lord knows nobody but a crazed communist dipsomaniac would actually drink the stuff. There's London below us now.
Jack, the engine's cut out.
Yes, it's finally choked in the Soviet spirit. Hang on, Miss Touchstone. We'll have to splash down in the Thames.
Look out for the Lord Mayor's barge. Oh, I wish I'd brought my swimming costume.
Oh, Mr. Standish, nice to see you back, sir.
Nice to be back, Nobby. Mission accomplished and all that.
If you don't mind my saying so, Mr. S, you do look a bit dishevelled.
Had a splashdown in the Thames, escape from an exploding rocket plane, then swim to shore supporting an unconscious woman. You know, the usual thing.
Sounds like quite the adventure. Shall I run a bath for you, Mr. Standish?
Excellent idea, Nobby. I could do with relaxing for a bit.
And perhaps I could scrub your back for you.
No need for that, Nubby.
Just as you like, sir.
Hello? Lord Overcroft. I was just about to call you and let you know I've dropped the stolen Houseman Gillespie plans back at the War Office where they belong. What's that, sir? They've been stolen again. I suppose I'd better get on the trail right away. Scrub the bath, Nubby. I'm off on another assignment.
I just poured in that scented Parisian bubble bath you like so much. You know, the stuff I bought you for Christmas.
Sorry, Nobby. Judy calls. I'll try and get back for supper.
Not to worry, sir. I'll just stay here and sew some labels into your underwear. What a man he is. Now, where did I leave my sewing kit?
Jack Standish, the British Lion, is a Quantum Fridge production. Written, produced, and directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadgen, with John Mitchell as Jack Standish, Pam Robertson as Miss Sabrina Touchstone, and Roddy Snedden as Count Borislav Smirkov, with Robert Broussard as Nobby Clark. This episode was recorded with the Quantum Fridge Mobile Studio. Jack Standish will return!